This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Zedgy Today, live all across the good old USA and around the world. My first guest on the show, the second hour, is a music legend. She's part of the rock and roll history of this country on the female side of that equation. Remember watching her on the Ed Sullivan Show? She was only 14 years old with that big, powerful, wonderful voice. We're talking about Brenda Lee. Later on, a man I've known for probably over 40 years, the amazing Kreskin will be on the program. A friend of mine, Neil Bogus, will be joining us. He and his wife, Jenny, have a brand new CD out called It's Been a Long, Long Time. Very well known in the music business, and he's got this new project that he's excited about, so we'll talk about that. And then Albert Lawrence will be joining us, a tech expert telling us what to look for in the coming months. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Zedgy Today.
Paid for by GovMint.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
I'm sorry.
You know, I won't live long enough to not love that song. All across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Zedgy Today. And we've been doing the show in our 32nd year. Probably in our second year, our guest was with us, the lovely and talented legendary Brenda Lee. Hi, Brenda. How are you there?
Hey, Ron. How are you, buddy? Well, I'll start off the interview by congratulating you and thanking you for that statement and say, honey.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Well, I couldn't be doing any better. What a treat to get to talk to you, but you can't wait so long for the next time.
No, I tell you, we got to do this. I don't know if I'm going to make it another 27 years, so we got to do this like next Wednesday or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
You know, Brenda, I looked down all of your accomplishments. Did you ever write a book about your life?
You know, I did. I want to write another one. And it was a good book. And it was called The Life and Times of Brenda Lee, Little Miss Dynamite.
Yeah.
I would really like to do another one because there are a lot of things that I can say now that I really couldn't because people were still in full swing and going, and it might have upset their lives, and I would never do that.
Yeah,
so I need to do another one.
It is, because you have lived a fascinating life. And I must tell you that you are an incentive to people, not only up-and-coming singers, but also to people just in life in general, because you've had to overcome many obstacles in your life and your career and have been able to do it successfully, starting at a very, very young age. I mean, I can remember as a youngster, and I can say that because at the time you yes. were a youngster, okay?
Absolutely.
Just looking at you and thinking to myself, how does this little girl, so young, make it so big with such a great voice? You had to, at some point, missed your youth and your teen years because you were working when you were 3 years old.
I was, and my dad died when I was 7.
Yes, I know.
And I became prime support of my family because even at that young age, I didn't want my mother working 18 hours a day in a cotton mill, and that's what she was doing. And I had my older sister and my younger brother, and I knew that there had to be changes, and I had been already singing, you know, just forever. And when I found out at that early age that I could make a difference monetary wise, even though it wasn't a big difference, I thought, this is what I want to do, because my mom gave up pretty much her life mm-hmm. to let me do and be what the fans have allowed me to become and people like you have allowed me to be. And my mom was such a great woman. And, you know, I felt that it was my duty to step in where my dad had left off, and God was good, and I was able to do that.
In 1955, you turned down a gig that you could have performed and made a few bucks in order to meet Red Foley, one of the big country and western stars. That was a big turning point for you, was it not, Brenda?
Oh, my goodness. It changed my whole life, and that was because of a DJ friend of mine
mm-hmm.
that had a record shop / radio show in Augusta, Georgia. And the old famous Bell Auditorium, of course, is still there. And everybody that was anybody always played the Bell. And Peanuts, God love him, would always cart me over there and say, I have this little hometown girl. I think it'd really be a good idea. The crowd would love it if you let her sing a song on your show. And Mr. Red was kind enough to do that. From that, he asked me if I would like to come and appear on the Junior Jubilee, which was an offshoot of the Ozark Jubilee,
sure.
but which was for children. And, of course, we said, oh, yeah. So, for 2 years, I rode the Greyhound bus back and forth from Augusta, Georgia to Springfield, Missouri. We left on Friday evening. We'd get there before noon on Saturday. We'd rehearse because it was a live show. We would do the show. We would get back on the bus, get home, and I'd go to school on Monday morning.
Wow.
And finally, we moved to Springfield because I became a regular on the grown-up Ozark Jubilee.
I remember.
And that's where I met people and worked with people like Wanda Jackson and all the greats that got their start on the Jubilee through Mr. Red.
Well, I have a favorite picture of you.
So okay.
You know what I'm going to say. I'm sure you do. What am I going to say, Brenda? You know it.
You're going to say the one with me and Elvis.
Absolutely.
That's one of my favorites, too.
Where was that taken? I think you and I talked about that.
That was taken. Now, listen, if you don't think I'm a fan, December the 13th, 1957.
Seven.
I believe, right before he was to go overseas to the service.
Right.
And it was the first time that either one of us had ever done the Grand Ole Opry.
I'll be done.
So that was backstage at the Ryman Auditorium.
Unbelievable. What a picture. This talented lady, still to this very day, is not only touring, but last Christmas, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, made it to number one on Billboard's country streaming songs. Of course, when we started, we didn't know what streaming is. Streaming was a lake, you know.
I'm not quite sure. I still know what it is.
And then hit the top 40 on Billboard's Hot 100 for the first time since 1961. And it seems, Brenda, like just the other day, you know?
Well, you know what? That was such a thrill. And thank you, folks, for giving me that blessing. Thank you for introducing your kids to it. And that song, written by Johnny Marks, who also wrote Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Holly Jolly Christmas, one of our great Christmas songwriters, thank you for that song. I just couldn't have done it without people like you and without the audience.
You know, the songs like I played in the introduction, I'm Sorry, Break It to Me Gently, that haunting sound of a lost romance. I mean, you do it better than anybody. It would always amaze me, you had this short, small frame. Your husband, somebody told me he's like 6'4", Ronnie?
He is. Wow. And you know, when I was doing those songs, I was not allowed to date. I'd never had a date. I really never had a boyfriend, really. And everybody said, then how did you sing those songs?
Yeah.
With that emotion and all. But, you know, I'll never forget what my great producer, Owen Bradley, said. A great song is easily sung. It's great. It's great.
Yeah, but you know what? You put the emotion into it. And, you know, you had said that to me one time. You didn't really know what love was. Yeah, I had no clue. But, boy, you sure pulled it off.
Well, you know what that is. That's like a teenager wanting to have a clue but wasn't allowed to have a clue.
Sometimes when you have a clue, you can't pull it off because you know too much.
I've never said that to anybody. See what you bring out in me?
Yeah, it's a lot.
But that's true. That's true. Isn't that the truth? Yeah, just don't mess with a good thing now.
Now, a tour is coming up. Mulch Out Memories Cruise for 15 to 12. Oh, boy, I've got to be on there with you. Is the website BrendaLee.com, Brenda?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
BrendaLee.com.
BrendaLee.com. You had to be pretty proud that when you were 15, Brenda Lee was compared to the legendary Judy Garland.
Oh, bless your heart. Yeah. Well, she was my idol, and I did get to meet her. And you know what she said to me? I was about 15, maybe, just turned 15. She had Liza sitting there with her, because Liza and I are about the same age. And I said, if you had any advice at all that you would give me, what would it be? And I was thinking she was going to tell me something musically. You know what she said? Don't let anyone take away your childhood.
Well,
wow.
And she would know.
She would absolutely know.
Yeah, she would.
And my blessed mother never let that happen.
Unbelievable. I got the chills when he said that. Well, Brenda,
I did too when she said it.
You know, Brenda, do me a favor. Please don't wait another 27 years. I don't know if I'm going to make it that long.
No, I'm not going to, but thank you for that compliment. I won't.
And we urge everybody to check in with BrendaLee.com. You got to go see her. She's sensational. Brenda, thank you, dear. Thanks for all the years of enjoyment.
And thank you, and thank your audience for everything. And I'll close and say, keep on rocking.
Thanks, Brenda. Brenda
Bye.
Lee, a legendary singer and a delightful lady, the Dynamite Singer. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Great hit.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Work. At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted to using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been on our show several times over the past 30 years, although our friendship goes back further than that, back almost 40 years. And I tell you something, he's a fascinating man. And he continues at a golden age, working every day. He's just finished his 22nd book, and we wanted him here to give us some predictions for the coming year. Joining us right now is my dear friend, the amazing Kreskin.
Ron, this past year, it almost seems like it lasted 10 years or something. I have a feeling, Ron, that because I've met authors here and there and writers and some in news business as well, but writing books, there's going to be gigantic volumes written about this past year because, let's face it, if this appeared in a fictional play or movie, they would have said, they've gone overboard. It's right. Too exaggerated. All these things couldn't happen all at one time. But the craziest thing is, this couldn't be written. So it had to be lived. That's all we can say.
Well, I don't want to be flip. You should have told us it was going to be happening in 2019. You probably saw it in the future.
Well, that's the crazy thing. I have not talked about this. I have not mentioned this. But about 2 months ago, three different reporters said, Kreskin, you realize so much of what you said has come to pass. I said, what made you say this? I've written 22 books. The current one is, I'm like a kid about it, called The Adventures of the Amazing Kreskin. But what's interesting is that it's not a lengthy book, and people tell me that have bought it, they sat with their families, their kids around them, high school and so forth, because there's pictures capturing certain elements of the book that I write about. So I kept it quiet for a long time, and I don't think I've quite mentioned to you, but I've always felt that with success, and I'm very proud of my success, the airline industry announced around the time that you last spoke to me, it's about 2 years ago, right. At that point, I have flown in my career a little over 3.5 million miles. You know, I've traveled the world and what have you. But at the same time, people do not know about is that I've been called in my career on 86 crime cases. And I feel with success, you have to give something back for your success, whether it's to friends, relatives, business people. But I felt to my culture I had to give something back. By the way, I did not solve 86 crimes. I would say I was helpful in about a third of them. But when you read the book and you realize how it was almost murdered, some dramatic scenes that almost seem that they've got to be part of a new movie because these are true stories, and yet you stopped a murder, you stopped a co-murder where you would have been one of the victims, and on the crime cases go. So my career has really been an adventure. That's all I can say, Ron. Ron.
Well, and it's not the first time that you have been portrayed in a movie. Of course, Tom Hanks said that the great Buck Howard was modeled after you.
And you know, the Tom Hanks movie, I got to share this with you, because in the movie, the great Buck Howard, John Malkovich plays me, but I got to tell you an inside story. When the movie opened on Broadway, and Hanks was there, and we're going through the red carpet, and when we got to the end of the carpet, Hanks was there, and he hugged me, and he says, "Kreskin, thanks for making it possible for my son to play your manager in the movie," and what have you. And now we're off to the side, and we're outdoors, and there's press out there, but we're off to the side. Nobody's hearing us. He says, "Kreskin, I want to tell you the good and the bad part about making this movie." And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound like Tom Hanks. He's a neat guy. He's a real pro. And I said, "Oh, okay, Tom. You know who played you in the movie? John Malkovich." I said, "Yeah, I know." He says, "I want to tell you, Malkovich watched hours and hours of your television appearances, day after day, every kind of show you did through the years, very concerned about your mannerism." I said, "Yeah, he was around me, was always very quiet and so forth. Thought I maybe self-conscious or no, this is his nature." He says, "Now I want to tell you the bad part about making this movie." I'm thinking, "What?" I said, "Okay, Tom." He says, "You know, your handshake is legendary." Mm-hmm. And you've seen pictures of it, Ron, and you see how I shake hands and what have you. That's natural. I've done it ever since I was in my teens, and it's a very energetic one and so forth, and a lot of people, comedians, have mocked it or imitated it. He says, "Well, let me tell you, 3 days during the period that this motion picture was being made, John Malkovich decided to set aside the entire day and go up to each of us and shake our hands for 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes. We needed chiropractors at the end of the third day." We had to practice the shaking of the hand, and I think that's one of the neatest stories. He was doing it seriously because he wanted to get my handshake. You would not want to have people imitate it. He says, "Kreskin, we were walking around with like we needed a support."
That's funny.
So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you.
Well, you know, it's funny because I've experienced that handshake on many occasions.
Oh, you have?
Oh, yeah. And I know what it's like. Let's talk about the year. What do you foresee, my friend?
Well,
I can see this is going to be a bad start when you say, "Well."
Yeah, it's, the thing is, one of the worst things, and more and more scientists tell me this, and a lot of medical people, one of the worst things we ever did was shutting down cities. They said, "Kreskin, in many, many cities, more people got ill that lived closely together than walked around and were visiting cities, and if they wore a mask, there would have been a problem." And by the way, when I say this, I don't want anyone to think I have anything against our politicians and so forth, but if I had my own way, I wish that most of our politicians had been on the Titanic. And by the way, I happen to mean that. Wish they'd been on the Titanic, because shutting down of cities.
Well, didn't you several years ago in a previous book allude to the fact that this could happen in our society?
Oh, you're talking about that chapter, which I never spoke about. Talked about in the chapter has come true. Talked about a country being shut down. Talked about less and less jobs. Talked about people not gathering together in groups. When I wrote that down, it was something that was obsessing me. There was nothing around the corner that was showing that this was going to happen. And I had no reason. First of all, I had no idea, and don't anyone ever misquote me, Ron, I had no idea of a disease. I had no idea that a disease would be a major factor in helping to create this setting. As a matter of fact, I felt that something was going to happen to cause all this disastrous factors where organizations would break down, companies would be lost. I hope I am being quoted in saying that I believe that this disease is one of the most powerful military weapons that have ever existed in mankind's history. When you think of how many people this terrible, terrible, tragically has killed and shut down companies, thousands of people in the United States are out of work. And then, very interesting, I'm getting calls from Saudi Arabia, from England, and they're on the phone saying, "Kreskin, we don't understand. We see the news. We see the news from the States. And you have a city closed down now for 2 weeks. The people can't go outside of the city because they won't allow the military to come in to set things up, to clear things up." I'm not blaming the criminals that did this, because they were criminals. But I am blaming the politicians who allowed this to happen.
Kreskin, we'll talk.
And by the way, I'm not going to say goodbye, but Ron, in the spirit of broadcasting, let's just say to be continued.
I love when you do that. I would be disappointed if you didn't say that. And bye-bye.
Thank you.
What a guy. I tell you something, I love talking to him. The amazing Kreskin. He sounds terrific and great guy. I've known him for a long time. He is 86 years old, but he sounds like he's 20 years old. He loves to embrace that microphone. He gets right up on it. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg wrote a letter to airline carriers on Thursday telling them to improve their service, warning them that new rules may be coming to better empower travelers. According to data from the department, about 24% of domestic flights have been delayed, just more than 3% of them canceled in the first half of this year. Buttigieg added in the letter that his department will have a new website live by Labor Day weekend, clearly displaying each airline's cancellation, delay, and refund policies. The State Department has called on the Kremlin to release imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on the second anniversary of his being poisoned with a nerve agent. The department accused Russian officers of trying to assassinate Navalny, who was arrested after being treated in Germany upon his return to Russia in January 2021. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Well, hello there. My, it's been a long, long time. How am I doing? Oh, I guess that I'm doing fine.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You are listening to Ron Segi. Actually, you're not listening to me. You're listening to that song, who is done by a new artist. He's been in this business a long time, but I'm telling you, he just released a brand new CD. I have it in front of me. It is sensational. And it's been a long, long time for Neil and Jenny Bogus. And joining us right now is Neil Bogus. Hi, Neil. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I am doing great. And thank you so much for allowing me to come on here. This is incredible.
Well, I got to tell you something. You and I met at one of the venues here in the Florida area, and I think we hit it off pretty well on the first go-round. And then when you came out with this new CD, I thought to myself, boy, we got to tell the world about it because it's sensational. I mean, now you did this along with your wife, right?
Yes, we did. What we looked for was songs that we could connect with and connect with you and tell a story. So we've got starting off with Ain't It Funny How Time Slips Away, and we did that because we've been in this business for 50 years, and then we've got...
I just told everybody you're new to the business.
I am. We've got Things on there, Drinking Champagne, San Antonio Rose, It's 4 in the Morning, Don't It Make Your Brown Eyes Blue, Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, I Wish That I Could Fall in Love Today, Truck Driving Man, and then you finish it off with Put Your Hand in the Hand.
The band that you use, I've worked with, they were a warm-up for a show that I did here. They're sensational, and it's tough when you do a cover, because everybody always relates it to the artist who did it.
Yep.
There are a lot of great artists out there, you being one of them, and your wife, that do a great job on these covers. You know, I chuckle sometimes with those who think that overnight success is that quick. How did it start for you?
Well, like everybody else, started very, very young. I was 14 years old. And fell in love with, of all things, Hank Williams music. Started out with the Beatles, and the Beatles told stories through their songs, and then I eventually went over to Hank Williams songs, which were very, very emotional songs, even for a 14 and 15-year-old. We started out playing the bars in South Dakota, and they had very lax rules back in those days. As long as your parents were there with you, you could come on in and play. And so we did.
And your father got you connected with a big booking agent out of the Midwest to do all the fairs up there.
He did. We stayed back in South Dakota, and he moved his family to Chicago and calls me up one day and says, gee, I just walked into a place called Attractions Incorporated, and they'd like you to send them a tape, and they may use you. So we used a tape recorder with one microphone on it, sent them a tape. I still have the original tape.
Really?
I never erase anything. I'm kind of like you. I've got every some shred of everything I've got. And they listened to it, and they said, they're hired.
Wow.
And it turned out to be 3-4 years of working at festivals, county fairs, state fairs, and stuff like that in a big, big area.
Then there was a part of your life when you were involved in the railroad business. I, like you, love the railroad. But tell us about what you're doing now, because you do something every week at an attraction here right outside of Orlando that is sensational.
Well, we have on Thursday nights, I'm working for the Orange Blossom Opry up in Wearsdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday night, we have I guess we used to call it a jam night, but we've taken it a step beyond that. I like to think of it more like the Ed Sullivan Show, where we'll have a variety of different music. I have people who will send me CDs and stuff like that. I take the 12 best ones that I have, and they go into my rotation, and we do that show on Thursdays, and it's turned out absolutely great.
The Orange Blossom Opry is a very nice venue. I played there this past spring, and they bring in a lot of acts, not only country acts like the Oak Ridge Boys. They've also brought in a lot of things. They bring in my show, which is the tribute to American Bandstand. But what you do really is very good, because there is no outlet in radio or in live music that introduces new talent. That element is gone. The radio stations don't bring on new songs. It's a corporate decision on what they play. And you can't go into a venue the size of and as popular popular as this one unless you had some experience. You've opened the doors for a lot of people.
I like to think we have. You know, going back to the old days when we made records, the only way we could get it played was actually we stopped at each individual station.
Right.
And give them a copy, and sometimes they'd play it, sometimes they wouldn't. Nowadays, that venue is gone.
Yep.
If I walked into a radio station with a copy of a CD, I think I'd be laughed out of the building probably.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not there anymore. So I'm proud of that. We've had a lot of people stop in and play with us and have went on to bigger things, bigger contests. We had a couple of young girls there last week who were just incredible, and you just go, wow.
You can watch that online, can you not?
Yep, yep.
Give us the site to that so people listening in Connecticut would know where to go.
Just go to Facebook, and it's at the Orange Blossom Opry. Click on that, and it'll take you right to the Facebook page, and they're all listed right in a row there.
Can you watch it on Thursday evening, but is it streaming the rest of the week then?
Yes, yep, you can catch it off of that. YouTube also has them.
Mm-hmm.
There's no charge to stream it or anything like that. You can go in there, and I think we have one of the finest sound people in the world, sound system.
Yeah.
And how do you like the special effects, Ron?
Oh, yeah.
They're just incredible.
They really are. I watched the show that I did, and I didn't know all that thing was going on behind me. Your wife is involved with this. Have you always been a duo in music? I know, obviously, in marriage.
Yes, thank you. At one time, we had 6 family members in the band.
Really?
And that's when we were playing all those fairs. Yeah. We were a group before a group in country music was even really much of it thought of. And we were a group until 1975. And then my brother decided to leave the business. It's a tough business. You're on the road a lot. But we're all back together and we still do reunion concerts.
That's great. Now, where can we get the CD, Neil?
Well, hopefully it will be on Spotify. It should be on there in about a week or so.
Really?
Yep. I mean, you can call me too, but I don't know if I can take all those phone calls.
But you have a website.
I do have a website.
And I have that website right in my hand here. It's called BoggySong.com. That's BoggySong, BoggySong.com. Another site where you can buy the CD. I wish you a lot of luck with this. And, you know, it's not easy to go into a studio today and find the people that want to record in the way that they record. It's not like, and I hate to say this term, it's not like the old days. I was having a conversation with Smokey Robinson the other day, not to be a name dropper, mm-hmm. but we were talking about the days that everybody that was in the recording session was in the room, and you had the enthusiasm and the charisma and the formula of having everybody working together. Today, the trumpet player comes in on a Tuesday, the violin player comes in on a Wednesday, and the singer comes in on Tuesday after this, and they can mix it better and everything else, but when you had to do it all at one time, that's why there were 120 takes sometimes.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I do want to add 2 things here. One, the band that played for our CD is the band that plays at the Orange Blossom Opry.
Right.
They're all veterans. I've got to give credit to those guys. When we sat down and discussed this, they knew I was going to do covers, and we all said the same thing. We're not going to do covers that are just regular covers.
Right.
We're going to do it our way. So we all sat down, and I said, well, I want this song to be a little bit more rockier than that. And it just came together. It took us about 6 weeks, but it came together. The last thing I want to say is that, yes, your show was at the Orange Blossom Opry, and you sold it out.
Oh, thank you. I have a big family. I have exactly 700 people in my family, and they are all there. That well, Neil, I wish you much luck. As you know, I'm a big supporter of what you do. You're a terrific act. You do a great job emceeing, and I think we come to this conclusion. You look the part, because so many times that look is gone from country music. But when you go back to look at the old country shows with Hank Snow and stuff like that, they looked like nobody that was in the audience. Today you see a lot of people in the audience that are dressed like the guys and girls on stage.
Yeah, and I'm old school with that.
I know you are.
I like to do that. You know, I should also add that Orange Blossom Opry does have other shows during the year, too. Your show is in there,
yeah.
And you'll see some of the great country western acts on there, 50s, 60s. I mean, it's really an incredible venue.
Yeah, it really is. And I hope to go back. The name of the album, It's Been a Long, Long Time, by Neil and Jenny Backus.
Yep.
Neil, thank you for joining us. Much luck with this, and we'll have you back, and we'll chat about your next venture, which I know you will have around the corner.
I will hope so. Thank you, sir.
Neil Backus has been our guest. Nice man, I tell you. I had met him a couple of years ago, and a very talented individual, both on stage as a master of ceremonies and as a singer. As we mentioned, his CD is out right now, featuring he and his wife, Jenny Backus, and she's going to do a great song as we go out of this segment with Ron Seggi today.
What about
Researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. By the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Today, live all across the USA and around the world, school is back, and people are going back to work and their regular schedules, and hence the reason why we have our next guest here. We're going to talk about technology and apps and how they apply to students and people of the business world. He is the correspondent on the CBS series, The Henry Ford's Innovation Nation. Love that show. Works with the Television Academy Foundation, Coca-Cola Scholars Foundation, and the United Negro College. Joining us right now is Albert Lawrence. Hi, hello, Albert. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you back.
Ron, it's so wonderful to be here again, and happy new school year season.
Yeah, you know, when we were kids, this was a very, very critical time of the year. Very depressing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I have two small grandchildren, 10 and 8. They can't wait to get back to class. Me, when I was looking at the fall season, I'm thinking to myself, really? Already? This is over? It's a lot different these days because of the technology. What a segue, Al. What a segue.
Well done. Really nice there, Ron. No, you're right, though. I mean, I remember being a kid and getting excited about going back to school. Sometimes it was about, you know, getting the new crayons, getting the new pencils, getting the new clothes. But now with this brand new technology, Ron, I know often we think about tech being something very futuristic, but we don't get those futuristic ideas. We don't get those futuristic gadgets and inventions until we really cultivate what's happening in the present, until we empower, you know, your 8-year-old grandkid, your 10-year-old grandkid in order to feel confident enough so that they can be the ones that create that next big app, that create that next fantastic invention. So because of that, Ron, I've gathered a few different apps, I've gathered a few different devices that I really do think will be good ideas as we're all preparing to get into that swing of a brand new year, but also with the swing of really empowering our next generation.
Okay, so let's hear about them, Al. Let's hear about some of the new tech trends for the fall and for the new school year.
Before anybody reaches for their wallet to start buying things, I want you to visit slickdeals.net, because Slick Deals is an amazing site. That's a community of millions all working together to save. So that means that we're talking about saving money right now. So you can be confident that you really are getting the best deal. And imagine this. Like, imagine having 12 million shoppers that are all helping other shoppers to vet and to vote the best deals from retailers, whether we're talking about Amazon or Walmart and beyond. This gives you the chance to really get the best product for the best price. And like I mentioned, it's like having a million friends there to help you out with shopping. So to get set up, you just set up a deal alert, and then that will notify you whenever there's a deal that matches your criteria on the site. It's really, really smooth.
So virtually you can shop price from home.
Absolutely. And I know that a lot of us have been spending a lot more time shopping online as of late. And sometimes, you know, it can be a little daunting to figure out as you go from site to site, how do I get the best price? Am I sure that I'm getting the best one? This helps you in order to just feel a lot more confident about your buying decisions.
I think it's a great idea. You always want to get the best deal. Go someplace and you see it for a few dollars cheaper. It's a rat race when you're doing that. Let's talk about some of the deals that are out there when it comes to monitors, Chromebooks, desktop models. Mm-hmm. And where do we start? Technology moves so quickly that something that you buy today could be obsolete the day after tomorrow. My wife says, let's get a new television set. Well, there's nothing wrong with our television set. But it's, you know what I'm saying?
Well, you know what, Ron? Not wanting to spend more money than you need to spend. Gateway has all of these ideas in mind. They've got incredible and affordable computing devices. Now, in terms of your question, in terms of you being like, I think what I have is good enough. I don't know. You tell me if you feel that way after this, because they've got these new notebooks. They've got a Chromebook and even an all-in-one computer. They're all exclusively available at Walmart and Walmart.com. Let me tell you about these notebooks, though. They come in a variety of screen sizes and also colors. So, Ron, whatever your favorite color is, you'll probably be able to find one in this family that's very similar to it. You're getting that 12th generation Intel Core processor. Also, Windows 11. And then for exceptional audio, because, Ron, I know that you are someone who appreciates good audio, because we all need to be able to hear how smooth your voice is, THX technology is woven into these notebooks already, so we can hear you loud and clearly. Then there's also that new all-in-one computer that I mentioned. I'm going to try to build this for you just using Word. Imagine this like space-efficient computer powered by Intel Pentium, and it comes with Windows 11. It's everything just in one package. And then we've got the Chromebook. Now, the Chromebook, this is a great option for you if you're someone who you know that you don't want to have to be plugged into an outlet all day for you to be on your computer, right? So this allows you to charge on up, and then you have 10 hours of battery life. So, Ron, you, the grandkids, y'all can go to the beach. They can do their homework while sitting on the beach because they don't need to have an outlet. So you get the outdoors, but at the same time, you get a chance to really tap into that tech all at the same time. What do you think about that?
I think that's unbelievable. And, you know, when I was a kid, there was peer pressure. When you went to school, one guy had the Lone Ranger lunch bucket. The other guy had the Roy Rogers. Today, the competition is, do you have, you know, the right Intel? Do you have the right drive? Do you have the right color? I mean, the whole thing has changed. And when I see young people on the computer, I don't say, well, you know, they're on the computer. Why don't they go out and play? They should, but boy, it's amazing what they know. When you're looking for something, the very latest, where's the best place to look to get the whole information? I don't know if it's a website. I'm sure it's not a dictionary or an encyclopedia anymore.
Yes, when you're looking for a place to go where you can get a lot of information, for me, this app, Adobe Express, it's a new web and mobile-based app. This is actually where I would go in order to create things. So if I'm looking for information or for ways that I can create just great content, and then also when we're thinking about our students, thinking about our kids, think about science fair posters. This is how we display information. Think about social studies infographics. Think about flashcards. This is how we memorize and learn information. Adobe Express is a great app in order for you to really tap into that information in terms of being creative with it. It puts accessible creative tools right in the hands of students at all levels. It's going to help them to unlock their imagination and inspiration. And another action that I like is what you and I are doing right now, which is collaboration. And it gives you templates customized for another action, education. You see exactly what's happening on here. But Adobe Express, it's free on the web, Ron, and it's also free on mobile. And you know how much we love free.
So that's where we can go for more information then, right, Albert?
So to cover everything that we talked about today, you'll just go to tipsontv.com.
Very good. And I got to tell you one more thing, which is what I said in the introduction. Really, the CBS series that you're the correspondent, the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation, is done very, very well. Really a great show, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. Like every season, my mind is completely blown by what people have found to do in order to solve major problems in their lives and just how those solutions end up also being things that help other people throughout the world. It's really inspiring.
It is inspiring, and it's done very professionally and very entertaining and, most importantly, very educational. Albert, always nice to have you here. Don't be a stranger. We look forward to your return.
I love it. I'll talk to you soon, Ron.
Albert Lawrence has been our guest. Tech expert, influencer, a guy that knows what he's talking about when it comes to the latest technology, and a correspondent on a great show on CBS called the Henry Ford's Innovation Nation.
Ron, you rock. This is always a real pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you, Al. There's more to come with Ron Sedgy.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. You know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history. The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold. Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgy today. I want to thank you for joining us on the program these last 2 hours, and I also want to thank the guest that made this show popular, and that is Paul Anka. I tell you, he is quite the guy. There's no question about it. Singer, songwriter, and actor. I also want to thank my buddy Henry Winkler for making one of his frequent appearances. Comedian Tommy Dreesen. As I mentioned before, he's one funny guy in Vegas, and he toured for many years with the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. And Paul Stanley from KISS. Also want to thank Brenda Lee, the amazing Kreskin, Neil Bacchus, and Albert Lawrence. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world. And until then, I hope you have blue skies and green lights.